Hello and welcome to another episode of the Albion Roar with me, AD Packham, with him, Alan Wares, and in association with oldfootballshirts.com. We are broadcasting to the world on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM, online at radioreverb.com, on DAB, and of course, on our podcast. Today, myself and Alan are delighted to welcome a man whose matchday videos have become essential viewing, and the manner in which they are shot have put the Brighton tourist board to shame. This is a man from Quito who has sold Brighton to an army of fans back home in Ecuador as he follows his Letri heroes, Moise Caicedo, Pervis Estupiñán, and Jeremy Sarmiento. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ronald Colante. Ronald, have I pronounced your surname right?
Hello, guys. Good afternoon. Well, my name is Ronald Colante.
Colante. Well, hola y bienvenido, Ronald.
Thank you very much. Muchas gracias.
I should also mention that sitting in the corner over there is a certain Brian Owen, who many of you know from the Argus here in Brighton.
The Ecuador Roar's got more of a ring to it, actually.
So the reason that we got Brian in as well is that I think, as possibly not everyone knows, is that Brian is actually fluent in Spanish. And Ronald, his English, we know, is excellent. But I think also we want to make sure that his friends in Ecuador do get to hear this show. So we're going to do it where we'll be asking questions in English. And Brian has been gracious enough to ask the questions to Ronald in Spanish. And well, let's see how we go.
So let's start with this, Ronald. Are you surprised by just how much Brighton fans have taken you to their hearts?
La reacción de los...
Yeah, they've had a great reaction in Ecuador and different countries. But it's led to 50 different people coming over. Ronald, tell me if I've... 50 different people have come over from different countries, not just Ecuador, and the three who come from Ecuador have ended up getting Caicedo's shirt, which has been extra special.
Yeah, I would like to add this one, guys. Sorry, I'm going to speak in English now. You know, the most people came from South America now. They go to the bank to make a credit. That one was the last week with a guy to get a credit in the bank to came to Brighton, you know, because it's very expensive for the South American people to pay a ticket, ticket fly, you know, the trains, the transport in London. So many people I helped to them to live in my house, because to pay a hotel in England is very expensive. That one I want to say to Brian, but it was too late.
Your videos have been absolutely brilliant, and the way that you've filmed the scenery and the atmosphere of Brighton is absolutely wonderful. What have your friends back home in Ecuador thought of your videos of Brighton?
He said they like it, like that the Brighton looks a little bit different. It's the clothes that people wear and where he's seen people colouring their hair. So the people in Ecuador quite like the different feel of that Brighton's got. It's a bit of a unique city.
It is. What did you know about the city of Brighton and Brighton and Hove Albion before those three players came to the club?
Sabía muy poquito, la verdad.
All he knew was, to be honest, all he knew was the player whose name he actually couldn't remember, who came here and had no chances, and that was obviously Billy Arce. And he didn't even come, did he?
No, not properly, no. So we signed these players, and then they had a brilliant World Cup between them. What was the reaction to the Ecuador national team and to those three Brighton players, particularly back in Ecuador?
Los jugadores que son más rescatables.
I think the three who probably did the best were the three from Brighton, but he was really disappointed with how the national team got on. He thought they should have at least got into the knockout stages, and obviously it all went wrong in the later matches, but he said it's very sad.
When Moises was back in Ecuador, his star was already rising and he was linked to a lot of very big clubs.
Sí, antes de venir a Brighton.
But he read a lot in the press about Man United being interested, but being... with the agents making it a little bit more difficult.
Can you give us, Ronald, can you give us an idea as to, given how popular, certainly at Brighton, the three Ecuadorians are, but certainly how Moises Caicedo was in the news in January, what the reaction is of Ecuadorian fans at home. Is he the big star of Ecuadorian football now?
Hoy por hoy es el referente que tenemos.
Most people in Ecuador thought he would go to Arsenal in January, but he's a reference point of Ecuadorian football, big future, and people want to like to see their compatriots succeed. But I think that they thought he would go to Arsenal, to be honest.
Iba a fichar por el Arsenal.
When Moises signed the new contract, were you surprised?
La verdad que sí.
Yeah, to be honest, yes, he was, especially after there was some mention that he would be going to Arsenal. But so a little bit confusing, but very pleased and looking forward to him becoming a Brighton legend.
Yeah, he stayed at a big club.
Yeah.
So does this mean then, Ronald, that all the while that Caicedo and Estupiñán and Sarmiento are at Brighton, that there are a lot of Ecuadorian fans who are Brighton fans, and will those fans change their allegiance when any one of those players leaves?
No sabría decirte.
Yeah, the most of the people who actually go to the Amex have become Brighton fans because of the three Ecuador players, so he doesn't really know what will happen in the future.
Yeah. No lo sé qué pueda pasar en el futuro. No creo que se olviden.
No, the Brighton won't be forgotten because this is historic, what's going on. They've never had three players from Ecuador playing together in one club, and I think he said it was the best league in the world for them, correctly.
Compitiendo en la mejor liga del mundo.
There's not really been a steady stream of players from Ecuador showing their skills in the Premier League. So for us to have three players must be really special.
La verdad que no, el último fue Antonio Valencia.
Yeah, he said, Antonio Valencia is the reference point, but with effort and sacrifice, Caicedo will overtake him.
Sacrificio, Moisés Caicedo lo podrá superar.
Because would you agree, Ronald, that at the moment the Ecuador national team is probably playing, or it's at the highest plane it's at that it's ever played at before?
Sí, tenemos muy buenos jugadores.
That's just the only problem could be the head coach, because they've got an exciting young team, talented players, and 10 years in which to enjoy it. But obviously not so sure about the head coach. I'm not sure who it is at the moment, actually.
So, okay, we've got three Ecuadorians, all of whom are very high class. Who should Brighton be looking at next from Ecuador?
Muy difícil. De momento no se ha escuchado ningún jugador.
Yeah, apparently Kendrick Paz is one who Chelsea are interested in signing. He's not aware of any other individuals. He can't really name any that stand out apart from that who Brighton should be going for. But hoping that Independiente del Valle, who come up with a lot of talented players, can come up with some more little gems.
What we should have asked you, Ronald, at the top of the show is a bit about yourself. So obviously you're from Ecuador, but how did you find yourself in England originally?
Por oportunidades, porque en nuestro país, en Ecuador, no tenemos muchas oportunidades de desarrollarnos profesionalmente y de encontrar un buen trabajo.
Because for the opportunities that England provides, which don't exist in Ecuador, to sort of develop a profession.
And what do you hope for staying whilst you're in England?
Actually, estoy estudiando finance and accounting, finanzas y contabilidad. En la Universidad de Londres y trabajo part-time coordinando sala de reuniones, meeting rooms.
Yeah, well, you probably understood some of that. Finance is currently studying in London, finance and accounting, and doing a part-time job to earn money, work sorting out meeting rooms, obviously in London.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Ronald, obviously your videos of Brighton are absolutely wonderful and very, very popular, but you've also been following Brighton around the country. So where else have you been, and what is your favorite places in England?
Me gustan todos los estadios, en especialmente los más antiguos.
So he likes the older stadiums, the one with a bit more atmosphere, a bit more feel of the essence of English football. And he cites Elland Road at Leeds, where the crowd are very close in, close to the pitch, and not so impressed with West Ham and the distant views and the newer stadium.
Tuve un estadio favorito aquí en Londres.
He's got one favourite.
Griffin Park.
Griffin Park.
Oh, Griffin Park.
His favourite in London.
That's about as close into the pitch as you could get. So what do you think of the American Express Stadium?
Muy bonito. Tiene muy, muy yeah.
Most thing, the thing he likes best is the atmosphere in the North Stands, but he likes it as it looks good and good sort of sight lines, good views.
Ronald, what is the future for you as a Brighton fan? Are you going to remain a Brighton fan as and when the Ecuadorians leave, or what's next for you?
Voy a ser sincero.
So there won't be any more video, any more blogs if they go, but the part of his heart will always be at Brighton, some of that, and he's made the commitment of a season ticket as well. So it's always going to have that sort of special place.
In that case, could you tell Ronald once a seagull, always a seagull?
I don't think that works. Well, it does, because I know in what sense that was said. So yes, that is actually true. Una vez gaviota, siempre gaviota. Como ha dicho Bruno, el ex capitán.
Gaviota, siempre gaviotas.
Ronald, could you just give a message to anyone back in Ecuador or anyone in Latin America who wants to come and see their favourite South American playing for Brighton, or just a message to how it is that you're living your life here watching your favourite players?
Que vengan a disfrutar de esta experiencia porque...
You're guaranteed a unique spectacle if you come to Brighton, especially this season. The games have been spectacular, so to come and enjoy the experience. It's a sort of a unique experience.
Único. I was saying I'm here to help to the people that wants to come in England or Brighton to support the Brighton, because for the another people, the foreign people that came here, sometimes they don't know how can use the transport in England, because here in England everything apps. So for the other people is weird, all that kind of thing. So I'm here to help them. They're gonna find me on my Instagram or Twitter if they want, you know.
Perfect. I think the club needs to employ you now as the Spanish signpost.
I want to say something as well, you know, because I want to explain one thing what happened 1 year ago. I had an inconvenience with two Brighton fans, you know, in the train station. And one guy told me, why you are here? Because you are a Crystal Palace fan. I'm saying, I'm a Crystal Palace fan. Yes, I love the football. I love to the old stadiums. I love to understand the English football culture. You know, but many people don't understand that kind of things, you know. So just I want to say I'm no Crystal Palace fan. I love the football. I support where the Ecuadorian players are playing. So that's all, you know. Now I want to say one thing and the last. Come on, Seagulls.
And so thank you so much to Ronald Cojante for joining us here on the Albion Roar. It's been an absolute pleasure, and we're looking forward to seeing you at the Amex and on the road. And thank you to Brian Owen. Thank you to Alan Wares. I've been AD Packham. This has been the Albion Roar. Thanks for listening. Bye.